This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodl Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
So I'm here with Dr. Bob Forsyth from Imperial College London. Welcome to Jodcast.
Thank you.
You do work on the sun, and I thought we could start with what is a solar cycle?
Well, the solar cycle can be measured in many ways, but in fact it was properly discovered in, I think, about the 18th century by astronomers who were counting dark spots on the sun, known as sunspots. And it was discovered that the number of these varied in an 11-year cycle. And later on it was discovered that more violent events on the sun, such as solar flares, occurred more commonly when the number of these sunspots were high, leading to the sort of notion that every 11 years the sun is more active for a while, lots more solar flares, lots more eruptions of material into space, and then on the other half of the cycle the sun can become very quiet.
So what is a sunspot?
Essentially, it's a dark spot on the visible surface of the sun, but to be slightly more technical, it is a region where very intense magnetic fields emerge through the solar surface, and as a result, heat which comes from below the surface on the rest of the sun is inhibited by the magnetic field that's there, so they look darker than the surroundings because they're cooler.
So we've just been coming out of a solar minimum, and now I think we're in cycle 24?
That's right. So the number of sunspots over the roughly the past year has been increasing quite steeply, and just this month there have been two X-class solar flares, which is the first time for quite a few years now that there have been any solar flares of that magnitude at all.
Could you explain to us what exactly an X-class solar flare is?
Solar flares are labelled with letters to indicate their intensity. I can't remember the exact order, but I think it goes something like A, B, C, X. I may have missed out one. There's an M in there somewhere.
So they miss out the middle of the alphabet. And so if we're on solar cycle 24, that means... then we must have started counting in the 1700s?
That's right, yes. In the 18th century when they first started measuring sunspots. They started at cycle one when they realised that it was 11 years and have kept on counting ever since. So we're now on to the 24th. But obviously the 11-year cycle goes back with reconstructions that have been done based on cosmic rays trapped in ice cores. they have been able to reconstruct the fact that the solar cycle goes way back something like 9,000 years.
Wow, so we look in ice and we can know about the sun 9,000 years ago.
Yes, it's to do with cosmic radioactive isotopes which get embedded in ice cores, which then build up and they're preserved there.
So would there be more isotopes when the sun's active? Is that how you do it with them?
No, in fact, it's related to the variation of the sun's magnetic field, which is another manifestation of the solar activity, which just happens to be proportional to the number of sunspots. And when the sun is more active, the magnetic field of the sun is stronger and inhibits cosmic rays coming in from outside the solar system. So when activity is low, more cosmic rays get in and get trapped in these ice deposits.
I'm impressed that someone thought of that. It's a really weird thing. So it's a bit like counting rings in a tree, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. It's exactly analogous to that. Tree rings are sometimes used to sort of... monitor the temperature history.
Yeah. And in your talk today, you said that there's something a bit unusual about solar cycle 23 that we've just come out of. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, well, it depends on what sort of time scale you look on, but in the era going back of the last 40 years where we've had spacecraft measurements available to us to study the sun in much greater detail in the past, this particular solar minimum that we've been looking at is dramatically different from all the others we've seen in the space age. One of the ways it showed up initially is that instead of finishing after 11 years, we, I think, expected Cycle 24 to start taking off again in somewhere, something like 2008. It didn't really get going till 2010. So the end of Solar Cycle 23 was something like 2 years late. So 13 years rather than 11.
I remember NAMM 2 years ago, we had an interview with Mike Lockwood asking, why is the sun still quiet? But do we understand any physics behind that or any reasoning why this has been longer?
Well, ultimately, it comes back to what is going inside the sun. There is some very complicated dynamo generating the magnetic field inside the sun, which I don't think anyone fully understands how it works. But clearly it's the sun's magnetic field which is driving all the different phenomena which have shown unusual effects. In particular, I've been looking at the magnetic field out in space. I was involved in a space project called Ulysses, which has recently ended, but it was a mission which lasted 19 years and flew over the poles of the sun three times and was able to measure the strength of the magnetic field at, over the poles of the sun, comparing the minima of cycle 22 and cycle 23. And what we observed with that was that the strength of the magnetic field had dropped by a factor of thirds between the minimum of cycle 22 and the minimum of cycle 23. And comparing that with measurements that had been taken near the Earth by other spacecraft going back further, it was quite clear that that was unique to this minimum and not to any of the others over the last 40 years.
So is it possible that maybe over 100 years or so there is a long-term variation as well, or is this just an anomaly?
When you start going back over 100 years, then you do indeed start seeing evidence in historical data that this sort of thing has occurred before. There was a minima in sunspot number of a similar magnitude in the early 1800s, which was known as the Dalton minimum. And some of the reconstructions that have been done of the solar magnetic field, again, you have to go back to analogous things to the tree rings to do it.
Yeah.
But without going into detail, the reconstructions back of the open solar magnetic field show that it got down to levels similar to now back in the early 1800s in the so-called Dalton minimum. And if you go back even further into the 1700s, there was the so-called Maunder minimum, where sunspots disappeared altogether, and the reconstruction showed that the strength of the magnetic field then was probably even less than it is now.
I've got to wonder, when we're going so far back in history and you're relying on people looking through telescopes and counting the number of sunspots, how accurate is that? How well do you believe those measurements?
I'm not an expert on the historical sunspot data, but I think people have looked at it and who are more expert than I and have come back reasonably confident that indeed in the Maunder minimum there were effectively no sunspots for several solar cycles.
And just to finish, when will solar cycle 24 reach its peak?
Well, that's...
hopefully.
I think the sort of official line is sometime around 2013, but it is expected to probably be no more than half of the intensity that solar cycle 23 was.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's very interesting.
Not at all.